Now, this is one of those things. When things get too heavy, just call me Helium.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Man, we got a busy hour, man. We got a little T-Money and Uncle Brasky. I'm very, very, very excited about little T-Money, Uncle Brasky. That's going to be a lot of fun today. We're going to get their bets. They've been on fire. Like, they've been absolutely on fire. I've been on fire, by the way. Been tearing things up left and right. It's been going out of style, son. Out of style. So I'm excited about taking care of some business. And we're going to talk a lot, but I have a problem right now. I can't believe this. So far, I've only had one person text me that they want the Lakers tickets, and they didn't even give a good reason.
Wow.
I don't like their reason.
Hey, get with it.
Somebody, like, does anybody want to go to the Lakers and the Grizzlies game? Text me at 901-360-8255. It's the Sissy's Law Cabin text and listener line. If you want to go to root on the Lakers, even, that's a better excuse. Like, if you text me, I want the tickets because they're free.
That's a great reason.
And I might scalp them. Then I'm not going to give them to you. I'm not trying to make you a quick $40.
But if you just say they're free tickets and I just want to go see basketball.
I mean, well, you already know his number, man. Like, you put your number, like, hey, I'm going to scalp them junts.
Well, but maybe leave that part out.
Just text me that you want to take your friend, you want to take your girlfriend, you want to take your brother, your mother, or somebody who's this fan. Just text me anything that's BS. If you want to go to the Lakers, you know what? This guy's the winners. He just texts tickets, man.
I love it.
And I love tickets.
Oh, for his wife's birthday, John.
Happy birthday. Oh, man. He's got it. Wife's birthday.
Hey, texter, I need your first and last name.
First and last name and your email address, and then we're going to send the tickets. You don't have to pick them up. We're going to send them right to your email. It's that simple. Or do you just need their first and last name?
If we got his phone number, that's fine. We can send it to his phone. But we need a first and last name. I cannot give you the tickets without your first and last name.
So tickets, Maine, for wife's birthday. You're the winner. I would give your number out, but that'd be a jerk thing to do.
But I'll text him back just so he knows it's him. That I need his first and last name.
All right. We've given away the Lakers tickets, and I'm going to later on in this program, I am giving away as well. I'm very excited about this. Tickets to the very last game of the year, which is Sunday at 2:30 downtown. You know who the Grizzlies are playing? The defending champs, and probably this year's champs, the Nuggets. The Nuggets! Remember, we talked about the Nuggets this week earlier, but not about basketball. Do you remember why we talked about the Nuggets?
I don't, John. I'm sorry.
Michael Porter Jr.
Oh, that's right, in his podcast.
In his podcast. Talking basically throwing the entire league under the bus. Basically calling all of his colleagues freaks.
Yeah.
And having weird fetishes. That was definitely an interesting because Lana Rhodes, the former adult actress, you know, she went in there. She has a baby by an NBA player. She said that she's dated a few NBA players, but she quit sleeping with them because they're too freaky. Like when a porn star comes out there and says, "You too freaky," that like my
too freaky,
you too freaky, bro. Like you just had a porn star, and I have just for research purposes only went to see what kind of freaky stuff she did, and if these NBA players are any freakier, my goodness gracious, it's a good thing they can play some hoops, my lord. But Charles, congratulations. You get the tickets. Now, back to a little bit of stuff that we're about to do. We're going to do a lot of fun stuff because we are about to do what I like to say is Hardenwood. Sounded like we were talking about a little bit of Hardenwood. Oh, by the way, we also have another Porter story. I've also learned more. Not Michael, but his brother, the gambling.
Yeah.
It's
Jonte.
It's some bad, bad stuff. But we're going to get to that in 2 seconds. But I did want to tell you about something that's about to happen here in Tennessee. It's brand new. Like, I know you've been having a good time at Mugshot's Grill and Bar down in Olive Branch. It's awesome. It's fun. It's delicious. I went down there during the NCAA tournament. They got TVs everywhere. Great bar. Their burger is out of control. They got so many. They got 19 specialty burgers that are just phenomenal. Wow. Phenomenal. Well, the cool thing is you've been having a good time in Olive Branch. Now you can have a great time. They're opening Mugshot's first location in Tennessee at 656 West Poplar. That's the old O'Charlie's out there, like at Poplar and Byhalia, right around that area. You head on over there, and it's opening in about a week. We got a week before you can head over there, and then you're going to get ready to try one of their 19 specialty burgers. And then they also have the Mugshot Burger. If you finish it in 12 minutes, it's free, plus you get a T-shirt. So cheers to great food, good drinks, and fun company at Mugshot's Grill and Bar, where you're always having a damn good time. By the way, Mugshot's, their happy hour is out of control. Do you do the little happy hour? Actually, you're on the air, aren't you?
I am on the air.
Man, I'm so sorry that
that's why I get down with happy hour during your show, Johnny Radio's happy
hour. Oh, that's right. That's right. Their happy hour is ridiculous. Check this out. From 2 to 6 p.m., they have half-price domestic drafts. That's Miller Lite, Coors Light, Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, and Yingling. They have half-price well drinks. And then they have half-price wine. Plus, they got $3 snacks. You can get mushrooms with the ranch, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. They got the Davis Dill pickle chips, tossed tenders with ranch, and chips and Rotel. That's just $3. Again, half-price domestic drafts, half-price well drinks, half-price wine. That's 2 to 6 Monday through Friday. Where? Right now it's Mugshot's down in Olive Branch, but soon they're opening up a location in Collierville. Let's go to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
Oh, my goodness. We've mentioned Michael Porter Jr. calling out all the NBA players as freaks and nasty. His brother, though, he's in some gambling issues. You brought him up this week, and I did not even know about it. Well, now I'm finding out that he might be suspended for the entirety of his like career forever and get the Pete Rose he'll get the Pete Rose treatment. Do you know why though he's actually in so much trouble?
Because he took himself out of games for injury, if saying he was injured or sick or whatever.
But not just that. So there's two instances.
Uh-huh.
There's two instances that they looked in. And one game, he went in, played for like 2.5 minutes. Mm-hmm. His totals for the game were 5.5 points, under like 5 rebounds, and under like, you know, like these were his totals. Well, obviously, all three of them went under.
Mm-hmm.
They were the largest bet.
His
handle that week.
His 3-point, under half a made 3-pointer was the most bet on NBA prop that day.
Yeah. But it was by far the largest prop, and everybody was betting to go under. Over 95% of the handle was on the under. He ends up going in the game, and 2.5 minutes later checks out, says he injured himself. A month later, he goes in a game. He takes himself out after about 2.5 minutes. And you know what he said happened? It was a former eye injury from earlier in the week that he re-aggravated. Guess what was the number one bet on the unders?
His whatever.
His stuff was. His 3-point and total points per game under 7.5. He took one shot and he missed it. Didn't score any points. So he... Two separate... By the way, do you even remember his first name?
Jonte. He's a former Grizzly, John.
I know, but dude, who really remembers?
I do.
Jonte Porter. He's Michael Porter Jr.'s little brother.
That's right.
Okay? That's what we know him as. He's an average NBA player. I mean, what is he? Average like 5 points or something? He ain't all that much. But now he's screwed because this, to me, looks terrible. Like, nobody even... Who bets on him to go under, and not only bets on him, but out of the entire NBA league, the most action comes on him?
I guess a lot of people on those two games.
on just those two games. So, yeah, I think he's in a little bit of trouble. Adam Silver says he will never play basketball again if they find him guilty, if they can prove it. Now, my question is how do you prove it?
Good question.
It's kind of like the Shohei Ohtani stuff. Going back to gambling. I don't understand this story at all. We got to go back to the opening of baseball. Not opening day for the rest of the league, but opening day in baseball when the Dodgers were in Korea and they were playing the San Diego Padres. I get up at the butt crack of dawn. I almost didn't go to bed one night, but decided for Dacus' sake, I better get a few hours of shut-eye. I get up early in the morning, watch the ball game. Second day, second game. I get up early, I'm watching the ball game. After the ball game, the whole world goes a little bit crazy. Everybody's talking about Ipe. And they're just saying the interpreter for Shohei Ohtani has announced that his good friend Shohei Ohtani has paid $4.5 million of his gambling debts, and that Shohei knew about it and transferred the funds over to this illegal bookie. Well, then all of a sudden, right after that, Ipe Matsuhara, whatever it is, Ipe, I just want to call him Ipe, the interpreter. Says that everything he released to a bunch of reporters, that ESPN was about to do a story, like, you know, all the major things were about to do a little story about how Shohei helped out his friend. Well, then it comes out Shohei is like, no. What are you talking about? Did you say $4.5 million from listening? He's like, no. This is fraud. And then yesterday morning, we were starting to hear a little bit more. More's trickling out. And then we're starting to hear that it might not just be $4.5 million. That Ipe, because of his sensational gambling, his appetite for gambling and cryptocurrency, may have stolen as much as $7 million. That was yesterday. It was $7 million. Did you hear the final report yesterday when they actually addressed the media?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. What was it, $16
million? No, those were guesses yesterday. We didn't know.
No. We knew. Yeah, we talked about this yesterday because Jeff Passan reported it on your show.
At the very, very end?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I didn't...
you said, is this...
I said, is this real? I was there's no way it's gone from 7 to 16. Yeah. You're right, I do remember that now. Sorry, y'all. I'm a little slow.
It's Friday.
Well, yesterday in the evening, when it was not just, it wasn't speculation, when I'm watching them, you know, the district attorney or whatever, the special agent in charge, take the podium and say that Ipe has stolen $16 million. $16 million over the last 2 years. So this man is just multiple millions of dollars over 2 years. $16 million. First, you say to yourself, how the F do you not know you're missing $16 million? Because I just call BS on that. I know somebody tried to tell me, well, you just don't understand. Rich people are different. They don't check their bank accounts. BS. I think I know some rich people, too, and they check their bank account every damn day. In fact, a couple of rich friends of mine are the most, they know, they're like, oh, we're splitting the check, and they'll go down to the decimal point, like, man, you owe me $56.37. I'm like, dude, just say $57, rich person. Tell me rich people just don't know how much that money they got in their account. Man, what are you talking about? They love money. They know how much damn money is in their account. Oh, but, you know, Shohei, oh, you know, he's just focused on baseball. He's so hyper-focused on baseball that he just can't pay attention to his finances. What the hell are you talking about? You know how much downtime these guys have? Sitting in the clubhouse playing dominoes and cards and probably video games, chilling. Dude can't pull out his phone and put his finger on his butt and open up his account. I can check my account right now. I get notifications. Maybe you don't get notifications. He has his notifications turned off. Man, I don't understand how you don't know that you've lost $16 million out of your account over 2 years. $16 million. And the other thing I want to ask you, who the hell is your accountant? You tell me the person that does your taxes, because I don't think you do your freaking taxes. The guy who has all your information to your funds and the money that's coming in and going out. You don't have an accountant? I'm telling you, if your interpreter is your accountant, then you know what, show? Hey, you're dumb and you deserve to have $16 million stole from you. I just don't believe there's any way in hell that this dude over 2 years stole $16 million and Shohei Ohtani does not know. Now, Major League Baseball has come out and said they are no longer investigating this anymore. Yeah. They are satisfied that the FBI and them are charging Ipe with fraud of $16 million. And again, I may just be a contrarian or I don't know. There's more to this story.
Have you seen the reports from the transcripts of like text messages Ipe was sending to these bookmakers?
Oh yes, and by the way, the bookmaker even threatened to go and tell Shohei at one point.
He's like, I'm gonna go ask him how I can contact him because you wouldn't respond.
Because you wouldn't respond, and then of course Ipe got in touch with him with the quickness.
But my favorite, so this happened on a 3 day spread.
Is this the? Oh, go ahead and read your favorite. Okay. Tell you mine.
So on
this is Ipe and the bookmakers' text messages between each other.
On June 22nd, 2023, Ipe messaged Bookmaker One stating, quote, I got my blank, or I can say ass. I got my ass kicked again, LOL. Any chance I can get one last bump? This will be my last one for a while if I lose it. Bookmaker One responds the same day. Okay, bud, I just want to be able to communicate with my partner so he knows expectations. If I can assure him that a minimum of 500 will be sent every week, I can do that bump to whatever you want. Okay, cool. So he says, yeah, sure, I can do that. He gives him a little bit of a bump, a little more money. The next day, Ipe messages Bookmaker One again. Quote, I'm the worst, LOL. Can't catch a break. Can I get one last bump? I swear this is going to be the last until I get my balance down significantly. I promise this will be the last bump for a while. Bookmaker One responds the same day, stating, okay, no problem. Done. A third straight day, Ipe texts the bookmaker again, quote, I have a problem, LOL. Can I get one last bump? This one is for real. Last one for real. Bookmaker One responds the same day stating, done. I have the same problem. To be honest with you, Ipe, as long as you can guarantee the $500 every Monday, I'll give you as much as you want because I know you're good for it. I mean, this guy was losing, and you look at the amount of money he was losing. He was betting big money. He just kept losing and losing and kept going back for more.
My question is, though, the average bet that, according to one of the things I saw, was $12,500, right?
Something like that. Yeah. The average wager was $12,800. Yeah.
Do you know how many freaking bets that you have to lose?
Oh, yeah.
To lose $16 million?
Well, Jeff Passan reports the size of the bets and the debt he allegedly incurred were massive, losing bets of nearly $183 million, winning bets of more than $142 million, and $40.7 million in losses. So this guy was, I mean, he was high-stakes gambling out here.
Dude, that's losing like 1,250 bets at $12,000 a pop.
It's crazy.
That's crazy. But, dude, he never won one of them. I mean, how many bets? I mean, like, I gamble a lot. A lot. You've seen you've seen how much I throw down. I don't throw down $12,000 in a game ever. But I win. Like, not all the time. It's not called winning. But, I mean, I kind of measure myself out over every 90 days. Like, my goal is just to make, you know, $3,000 a month. That's like a little goal. It's like $100 a day. It's like a very healthy, easy goal to have. Can't always hit it. Sometimes you exceed it. Sometimes you go under and lose a little bit. But I just don't know how, like, you could keep chasing and chasing and chasing and chasing if you're this bad for two years to where you lose $16 million.
Crazy.
I still, I don't know, man. Like, is there any, is either the accountant in on this? I mean,
you got to think there's something more.
There's just got to be something more. I just find this whole story absolutely asinine, insane. I don't understand it. The whole world is crazy. But I will tell you, I am excited because on the other side, you know what we get to do?
We get to gamble.
We get to gamble with T-Money and Uncle Brasky. It is a beautiful Friday. And let me tell you a little secret. Like, this week, it's been raining all week long. I felt like life was handing you lemons. Hopefully, you didn't freak out, you didn't fret, you didn't stress. You just made a lemon drop, but you made it with the best, and that's Tito's Handmade Vodka. Always remember, if life hands you lemons, just make a lemon drop. Just always make sure it's with Tito's Handmade Vodka, which is crafted and distilled right here in the United States, down in Austin, Texas, 6 times distilled, then distilled in classic copper pots. That's what gives it a very, very unique flavor. Slightly sweet with that black pepper note, it balances everything out. Whether you're crafting a cocktail or drinking it neat, make sure you get your Tito's on today. On the other side, we got T-Money. Uncle Brasky is going to be a party. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Start your day with Sports 56 Mornings with Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10, right here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
4.9-meter V8, 0 to 60, and I'm about to find out.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio, hanging out with Brian Dacus. Do want to remind you this portion of the show is brought to you by the best. That's Tito's Handmade Vodka. If life hands you lemons, just make a lemon drop. Always make sure it's with the best. That's Tito's Handmade Vodka. T-Money, Uncle Brasky, how is life treating you? What's up, money?
Johnny, what's up, brother? We're just out here at Stonebridge Golf Course. Well, it's now called Lakeland Golf Course, getting the banquet open underway with the 9-hole shootout today. You know, that's in conjunction with the Ronald McDonald House, just raising some money. Johnny, how you doing, brother?
Raising some money, having a good time, getting ready for a little golf action tomorrow. Don't forget, though, it's next Saturday that we're going to be down at River Garden Park right there on Riverside Drive. It's the 22nd annual World Championship Hot Wing Contest and Festival. It's going to be off the hook. Again, that's on 420 next Saturday, River Garden Park. You can get your tickets simply to go into worldwingfest.com. $15 for general admission. They got 2 stages. They're going to have bands all day. They're going to have a wing eating contest. They're going to have 60 teams partying and competing for $10,000 in prizes. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be awesome. And a big thanks to ATC Fitness for sponsoring this bad boy. They're open 24 hours. Check out ATC Fitness. And we love RS Financial Group, of course. Man, money.
Of course.
We love them for show. Now, I got a question, money. So you're actually already on the course?
I'm out here, yeah. I got a tee time right as soon as we get off the phone here. Me and Pretty Chris are going to play together today.
Oh, man, you got Chris away from his really nice country club?
Yeah, we got some country club people out here that slumming it in their public courses. That's unbelievable.
And I'll tell Pretty Chris, the greens aren't perfect, so I can't putt. That excuse don't work.
That's how those country club people get, Johnny. You know how it is. Hey, we got our boy Herman from Oklahoma. He made the trip.
He didn't get arrested this time?
I think we're good so far, so good. He didn't come out last night. We had a big party over Cole and Tavia's. We call it the Champions Dinner. We had Kevin and Bethany Page played some music out there for us. It was a nice time. But Herman wasn't there, so that may have been a good thing, you know, because we can't have Herman in Germantown and Carrieville going back and forth riding dirt.
Man, you just took me back to some old days, man, when Kevin Page and Bethany were doing Friday and Saturday nights down at Alfred's. Remember those days?
Down at Alfred's.
Dude, those days were bumping. I was bartending. They were dancing and singing, and there was platinum dancers all over the place.
You know there was back in that time, Johnny. What's that, early 2000s, probably somewhere around there?
Late 90s, late early 2000s, like yeah. 99 to 2005, I was down there. Woo, it was a good time.
And I could tell them, I used to tell people, I can guess one song that Kevin Page is going to play tonight, and it was going to be Jesse's Girl.
Yes, you know
he
was
played it
play.
Every night.
He sure did. Girl. Man, those were some good times, man.
Man, that's fun. Hey, I'll tell you what, they're in the two better band out there than Kevin and Bethany Page. I promise you, if you've never seen them, you're missing out, because Bethany can sing now.
She's easy on the eyes, too.
Hey, that doesn't hurt.
No. And by the way, Kevin, man, like back in the day, dude, the women used to love some Kevin Page.
Oh, he had a couple hits back in the 80s, didn't he?
Sure did.
He did have a couple pop hits, as they call it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Top 40 Chargers.
Well, now I need to ask you a quick question, my man. So you're going to be at the golf course all day tomorrow, correct?
Correct.
And which golf course am I supposed to show up at?
It's Lakeland Golf Course, formerly known as Stonebridge, but now it's called Lakeland Golf and Paddle Club. I think they're going to put them one of them pickleball courts out here that's sweeping the nation. So I think they're doing that out there. But we're going to have us a party again tomorrow. We got Rock the Boat coming to play some music, and we got the Wing Fest people out here doing some wings, and we've got Victor Lane Barbecue going to do some barbecue. Special shout out to all our co-sponsors. We got Team Jay Hall. He was a big sponsor for us, and Alex Brown. You know Alex. Everybody knows Alex.
Of course.
Alex threw in, and Patty and Al Kroom threw in some big money for us. So yeah, we had some big sponsors and some people that really threw in some money, and we can't thank them enough.
Oh my goodness.
I'll tell you what. I shout out to my fantasy baseball league. You know, it's a bunch of bums in that league, but they showed up, man. They threw in about $400 or $500 for the kids at Ronald McDonald, and I kind of got on them. I said, look, you freaks will put together a $500 parlay on women's basketball, but you can't come off $100 for the kids. That kind of riled them up a little bit, you know.
I wasn't even listening to you.
Shout out to the fantasy baseball league.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I was going to say, you won't believe this. I completely wasn't listening because I did one of the things that you should never do is look at your phone when you're on the radio, and I just was getting angry. Like, why are you texting me this when I'm on the radio when I shouldn't have been looking at my phone for the idiot texting me that stuff?
All right, they got you fire hot, man?
Man, they got me hot. Man, it's just – it is what it is. It is what it is. What's Uncle Brasky doing, man? You got a big week down in Oxford, man. Y'all got the Grove Bowl going on. You got Mississippi State in town over at Swayze playing a little baseball against the Rebels. Unk.
We've got a lot of stuff going on. And do you know who's this weekend's guest of honor, Johnny?
No, I don't. Oh, wait, you're talking about Joey Chestnut?
Joey Chestnut will be judging the hot dog eating contest at halftime tomorrow in the Grove Bowl.
Damn.
I'm going to see if I can go get that mustard belt. Maybe I'll grab that thing and we'll bring it back to Skinny for next weekend.
There ain't no way. There is no way. Like, there is just no way in hell that you're going to beat Joey Chestnut in sucking down dogs.
No, I'm not going to compete against him. I'll just snatch the belt off of him. I ain't going to be like that guy he tackled on stage. I'll run out there and grab it. My long legs will be hauling you know what out of there.
Man. All right, Jimmy.
Wait, you know that big old tall goofy Uncle Brasky running down on the 50-yard line and snatching the mustard belt from Joey Chestnut?
No.
They'd put you on SportsCenter, man.
Yeah, we'd get on SportsCenter for sure.
Not top 10.
Why don't we try? Well, I bet you if we get out and have Bloody Marys early enough, by the 3 o'clock game, probably 4 o'clock when they'll have the thing going. I bet by 4 o'clock we can get right. Well, we can go out there, but I know he's not going to punk me out and throw me around and then finish eating his hot dogs. Not like he did that dude last year, whoever got up there.
Man. Dude, I don't even
know. See what you're missing, Johnny?
Yeah, I see what I'm missing. I know my daughter's not. She's down there partying.
Oh, she's going to be having a good time.
Yeah, she's going to have a lot of fun. Just
I may introduce her to my nephew that's going to be going to school here next year. He'll be a freshman. I may have to introduce him to her.
Man, I don't know, man. You know, she's probably way out his league, bro. No offense.
Oh, he's a musician.
I mean, is he like the musician, like the dude who plays the music because he's trying to get a woman, or is he actually a musician because that's the only way
he
can get
songs. He produces his own songs and stuff. I mean, this kid's got it going on.
You told me your son was a DJ one time too.
That's my son. Yeah,
Jimmy 2K. So you're saying that, that whack music just runs in the family?
No, he does techno music.
Timmy Your son or the does, nephew?
The nephew does rock music and does his own acoustic stuff. The Timmy Two Chains does the electro stuff, or did. I don't know what he does, man.
Mind you got casting characters in your family, Uncle Brashy.
Well, it's better than having Herm in your family.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, at least my family knows don't be driving with no license and no lights 8 hours.
Well, he made the road trip all the way in. I don't know how they didn't get it, but they did.
They did when he went into Germantown.
Soon as he touched Carryville. He didn't get past the Carryville line and they lit him up.
Dude, they're always on every every entry port of Carryville and Germantown. They're sitting there waiting for you to drive in, looking foolish.
Correct.
They don't.
And I got to give a shout out to Germantown police. They pulled my wife over this morning doing 34 and a 30.
Like, did she get a ticket?
Yeah, she got a little warning. I think she batted her eyes a little bit.
That's how you got to do it, man. See, that's what I'm talking about, man. Women complain about how difficult it is to be a woman. All you got to do is bat your eyes at a man and everything, you get everything you want.
Exactly.
Boobs never get a ticket, Johnny. Boobs never get a ticket.
No, that's true. By the way, I said this the other day. Do you know how I know men are men are the nicest, most gentle creatures on planet Earth. Do you know how I know that?
How?
Think about it. I said it earlier this week. When a woman wears a bikini, she is showing you 95% of her skin. And we're only looking at the 5% that's clothed because we care.
I never thought of that. That's the best way to look at that, Johnny.
We're gentlemen.
You're regular Dr. Phil now.
Damn, I'm telling you, bro. Okay, I need y'all to be like Brandon Lang from back in the day. You remember Brandon Lang? He's on Greg and Eli's show, but you remember that movie where I think it was, which one of Matthew McConaughey plays him?
Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
where he's a handicapper.
Yeah, dude. I need y'all to continue y'all's hot run and be like Brandon Lang and keep winning because I'm actually not fading you guys. I'm taking y'all's bets.
Al Pacino also in that movie.
That's right.
Yeah.
So money.
You like that because we're up $4,650 over the last 3 weeks.
Correct. I do like that. I love that, in fact.
Rolling.
I'm rolling. Pretty Chris, by the way. I can't believe he's playing with you because he's been fading you during this and losing money out the frame.
Yeah, they had to. Pretty. I don't think he's fading you anymore. He may fade you today because Big Slender said you got to keep fading. You got to keep fading. You can't just fade and then stop. You got to keep fading. Kind of like we're going to do the A's.
All right. Well, man, fading the A's. They won yesterday 1-0. What a terrible game that was.
It was terrible. And I was on them. You know how much juice they wanted, Johnny?
Ooh, what would
they wanted 240.
Damn, that was pretty. That was nice. You had the A's yesterday?
No, I faded them and I lost juice 240.
Ooh, yeah, that hurts. All right. Well, what are we getting on today, man?
I'll tell you what, Johnny, we looked at a couple baseball and we looked at a couple of basketball games because, you know, you got NBA and in Major League Baseball. That's it. All the college is done unless you got some college baseball out there, and that's more Uncle Brasky's wheelhouse than mine. And just remember, Johnny, I don't know your bankroll any more than you know mine. And with that being said, we're going to just keep doing what we've been doing, and we're going to face the A's today. We're going to take who are they playing? They're playing, I just drew a blank on them. They played the Rangers yesterday.
Are you talking about the A's?
Oh, the Nationals.
Yeah, I was going to say the two teams that are supposed to be terrible are playing each other.
Both awful teams, and you can actually get the Nationals plus 130 right now if you fade the A's. Now, the A's just split with the Rangers. I don't think they're going to split too many series this year, so I'm going to fade them again today. I'm going to stick with the formula, and I'm going to catch some juice this time, catch the plus 130, and I'm going to take the Nationals over the A's here this afternoon.
I kind of like it because the weird thing is the A's, they don't ever win at home. Like, nobody shows up to their games. The team doesn't show up. And the Nationals only have 5 wins on the season, but 3 of them they've won on the road. So I kind of like that. Nationals, did you say plus 130?
Plus 130 on the Nationals.
Only thing that kind of scares me on that one is my man Jake Irvin looked like trash the last time, his last outing. So hopefully he can bounce back.
Both these teams are going to look like trash. That's the problem. That's you got two trash clubs.
That's
playing.
A good point. That's a good point. All right. All right.
We're going to keep with it. We're going to keep fading the A's until we get up on them. So fade the A's. Fade the A's. That's going to be our play. And next play is, I got Jay Hall carrying me to the Grizzly game tonight. What do y'all think about that?
Oh, nice.
This will be the first game I go to all year. I know the Grizzlies are sad and we're tanking and all that. Well, they got the Lakers and LeBron coming to Memphis. He'll probably sit. He's probably got load management. He's
do you know the Lakers are 15.5-point favorites?
Correct. I'm taking them.
The Lakers or the Grizzlies?
We're going to take the Lakers, -15.5. I think they just run us out today. We may be gone by the third quarter. But
dude, what is it you in, like, California? You like that? You're betting against the A's, but you're taking the California team outside of California. You're taking the Grizzlies. I mean, you're taking L.A.
Taking L.A., yeah. We're going to take L.A. -15.5. You know, the Grizzlies do play good at home, but I think they're ready to shut her down and just go ahead and get old boy from UConn in the draft. What's his name? Klinger?
Shoot. I don't know. Donovan Klingon.
Donovan Klingon. That's who we're going to get for the Grizzlies. So hopefully we tank and we get run out tonight. But Jay Hall's got us up in the box suite. So you get free alcohol and free food and you can hang out up there. So once they shut the bar down, I think we just need to go on and get on down. We got a big tournament tomorrow.
Tell Jay I said what up, man. Y'all have fun down there.
I'll let him know.
Y'all have fun. All right, Brasky, what you got for me, my man?
Well, first of all, you got to get on it quick because they're fixing the tee off.
All right,
we're going to take Xander Schauffele -105 over John Rahm today in the Masters on the second round.
Okay, I like that. Xander Schauffele.
Over that big old dumb-looking John Rahm that likes to blow his head comes off whenever he misses them five-footers, so I like Schauffele to beat him today.
All right.
Now, the nickel play, Johnny, we went with this thing last week, and we pushed it. But we're winning it this way. The nickel play this week, we're taking the Birmingham Stallions -4.5 over the Memphis Tugboats.
Man,
that's
I like
good
it.
Game. Birmingham's first home game. I like that one. And I hate to tell you, I hate to do this, Johnny. The dime bag play of the week. We're taking Mississippi State over Ole Miss tonight.
Oh. Whoa, you're taking State to beat your Rebels who are struggling mightily at doing anything in baseball. I love that play.
I do too. I mean, I almost can't watch a game anymore.
You know,
what happened to y'all, Uncle Brasky? How come y'all got so sad so quick?
Well, we changed up our pitching, and then we didn't want to hit the ball. And then we hit it a few times, and we changed up our pitching again, and they just hit it out of the park more than we do.
And also,
it's a pretty simple scenario. I lose. You know,
that is true.
When they hit it out of the park, and you can't get guys in, and you're hoping you walk or get hit and get on base, you're going
to
lose.
Sounds like y'all need to come up here to Memphis and get you some boys down there.
Well, we lost to Memphis midweek. That was one of the most embarrassing things of the season. I understand. I know what
y'all need to go to Christian Brothers and get you some of them boys over there. Christian Brothers or Houston High School.
I want whatever Arkansas's got over there. I want some of them big old corn fed guys that throw at 100 miles an hour. You can't hit.
They got them. They got them. All right, boys, I got to go pay some bills, man, and get out of here. It's almost time for me to hit the Tito's. Brasky, have fun down in Oxford, the Grove Bowl, and watching a Mississippi State kick Ole Miss's butt tonight. And T-Money, have fun out the golf course. And next Saturday, we're going to see both of you fools down at River Garden Park for the 22nd annual World Wing Competition and Festival. It's going to be awesome. Be blessed, gentlemen.
All right, Johnny. A broke man is a dangerous man.
It's dangerous, man.
Y'all are so damn goofy. Taking a quick timeout. Back in 2 Shakes, Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Be sure to follow us at Sports56WHBQ on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to watch live video of our shows, stay up to date with station events, and have chances to win prizes. Don't miss out on anything that's going on. Follow us at Sports56WHBQ.
Better than that!
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio, hanging out with Brian Dagus all day long, all day strong. It is a Friday. I know you're ready to get out there and celebrate your weekend. And while it's been raining all weekend, we've been making tons of money. Now that you got a stack of cash, why don't you take your girl or your children or yourself down to 5880 Goodman Road down in Olive Branch? Yes, head on over to Frontier Western Store. You know that when you look good, you feel good. And when you go to Frontier Western Store, you come home looking good because they have the largest boot showroom on planet Earth. Western boots, work boots, dress boots, you name it, they got it. They have a large men's section. They have a ladies' boutique. They have a children's department. They have you dressed from head to toe. They have your whole family dressed from head to toe. But if you can't make it to 5880 Goodman Road down in Olive Branch, you can always shop online at FrontierWesternStore.com. The website's easy to navigate. You can shop by sales item. You can shop by brand, men's, women's, children's, kids. Shop by boots, jeans. It's very easy to navigate, and they ship their order out within 24 hours, so it arrives quick. Frontier Western Store and FrontierWesternStore.com. My play of the day is got to be the Reds, right? I love me the Reds. I am doing a parlay. A little parlay action. Kevin Gausman is going to be pitching today for the Blue Jays. It's laying 200. It's not very good. It's like, ooh, minus 250 right now. It's gone up. You parlay the Blue Jays, who are going to destroy the Rockies, with the Reds, who are going to beat up on the White Sox, with Yamamoto of the Dodgers, who are going to beat up the Padres. Three-game parlay. Comeback is plus 180. I mean, 280. You're going to hit it. You're going to love it, and you'll thank me on Monday. For Brian Dagus, I'm John Harden. Get out there. Make this world a better place. We'll see you on the flip side. Peace. There ain't nobody gonna die.